The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
New research suggests that older people should be encouraged to be much more sexually active in nursing homes in order to look after their mental and physical health. The sex educator MJ Fox is with me. MJ, is this sound advice?
I think this is wonderful advice, Kieran. Yeah, I think it's absolutely brilliant. But, you know, it's, even when you say that in care homes, I think that we just need to expand that more and that older people in general need to be having more sex or need to be encouraged to be having more sex. And I think that, like, a lot of the narratives that we've been hearing in recent times is around women and queer people and the kind of sexual well-being space there has really come on. But there's still so much mystery and stigma and shame that surrounds sex in other demographics. And if you look at it, I mean, like, how much more enriching will your life be in older life if you are encouraged to embrace your sexuality and to explore your sexuality?
I'm not sure they need much encouragement. Do I not read about record rates of STIs in nursing homes?
Yeah, you did. I mean, it's not just in nursing homes. So if you actually look at the data, so in the past year, STI rates in Ireland have increased by 31%. And in the past decade, they've increased. I think recent research out of the CDC is showing that boomers, kind of the STI rates there have actually doubled. So yes, they're absolutely having more sex. But I think that what we're seeing there is they obviously aren't being educated enough around sexual health. And that is because the conversation still remains so mired in awkwardness and stigma. So if we can actually open up the conversation around sex and around sexual health, we'll be having obviously much more enjoyable and safe sex.
And I mean, you use the word kind of hang-ups or maybe that exist or stigmas that might exist around it. I mean, why do they exist? Do they still exist to the same extent? And how do we tear them down?
I don't think it's fair to say they still exist to the same extent. I mean, they exist because we had such a lack of proper sex education. And it's really only in the last number of years that we're starting to see these conversations more to the forefront. And how we tear them down is through education and through encouraging open dialogue around sex. And I think that in nursing homes, there's actually like that can be done through both through educating staff on how to speak more comfortably about sexuality with patients in nursing homes. And like, you don't have to be an expert in sexuality, you just have to be able to speak about it comfortably. But I think there's so much that we can be doing in nursing homes in terms of encouraging people to explore their sexuality, but also their relational. Like, if you think about it, a lot of people in nursing homes have lost their lifelong partner. They've been out of the dating game for a long time. They don't really know how to find new partners. So we need to be able to teach people to find the language around that as well.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that then. I mean, people who... Let's say they got together with their other half in their 20s. They now might be like, that could be 60 years ago for some of these people. And they've lost that partner, that man or woman in their life. I mean, it must be so daunting for them. The prospect of kind of going over to the other side of the room and chatting up your one or your man.
Yeah, absolutely. But isn't it daunting for everyone? Because these are things that we just haven't been taught. We don't have the language around it. Like, how do you really put yourself out there in that vulnerable position? And then if you get a rejection, like, how do you manage that rejection? I think that that is just something that we really didn't get encouragement about. And if we're able to work with people in this area, I mean, the kind of changes that we can have will be phenomenal.
So like this is the research anyway that's coming out of it's coming out of the UK. I wonder to a degree though, you know, does it obviously like applies here in terms of age brackets, but in terms of location, I wonder how much it does, because we've kind of have a tradition in this country of not wanting to go to the nursing home until, you know, it's very, very late in the day, if we'll put it that way. You know, a lot of people kind of it's kind of very close to kind of hospice care a lot of the time. We don't have the same retirement village culture, we'll put it that way, that they might have in other countries.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, I'm not so sure about that, but I think that what we also have to look at is the changing definition of sex. And so in an aging body, you know, or in anybody, sex isn't just about penetration. Sex is really anything that makes you feel sexually aroused and gives you pleasure, and that can be solo or partnered. And I think that there's many ways that we can be teaching people in aging bodies to explore their sex at any stage. And the reason that we don't do that is because there's this great myth around, you know, you lose your libido or you lose your appetite for sex as you age. But actually, that's not the case. What mm-hmm. does happen, though, is that there's changes in environmental factors. You know, you may be experiencing more stress, or as I said earlier, you may have lost your life partner. And then there's also changes around your body and the kind of like different elements of dysfunction or different medication that you're taking. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be encouraging people to have sex. It just means that we should be encouraging people to change the way that they're having sex and to explore different elements of pleasure.
Well, you know what's interesting, actually, and it just occurs to me as I listen to you talking about it, is that we focus an awful lot in terms of sexual education on young people, understandably. But in almost any other aspect of life, we accept the reality that kind of it's a case of continuous education. You know what I mean? Be that in kind of in your personal lives or in your professional life, not so when it comes to sex. Like all the focuses as education wise is on young people, and then there's this kind of idea, well, sure, once you're up and at it, then you know what you're doing.
Well, I mean, that's also quite a narrow definition, though, of what sex education can be, though, because there's so much beyond. Yes, there's consent, there's pleasure, but there's also a lot in the tantric space or in the kink space, and so that sort of education does happen with people who are beyond kind of the younger demographic.
It does, and you're right. But, yeah, you're absolutely right, it does. And there's people like yourself and others who do that. But I just wonder in terms of, you know, when we look at society on a much broader scale, I think it's probably fair to say there's not a huge amount of kind of sex education targeted at people maybe 50, 60, 70. Certainly not. There is some, but not. It's not happening on a massive scale.
No, it's not at all. And I think that would be just like such a cool thing to explore, is, you know, to develop this curriculum for people who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s and be able to travel around to different care homes and different retirement villages, as you say, and actually deliver those workshops. And I think that what something that I've always really dreamt of as well as doing is, you know, writing a book, how to talk to your parents about sex, because they really need just as much help as when they're teaching or talking to their kids about sex.
I'm not sure, as the parent of a 7 and 9-year-old, I'm not sure which I would dread more. The idea that I'm going to have to talk to my kids about it or talk to my parents about it, MJ. So write that book. There's a market for it.
I can tell you. Yeah, no, there is. And I can tell you as well, the experience. So I've been working in the space for the past number of years, but the experience that I, on my own, you know, personal journey have been through with my family has been really just like transformative. And so I want to be able to take a lot of that lived experience and bring it to other people, because the changes that it brings us. But it brings you, you know, when you open up this conversation, which is so awkward and embarrassing, and you make that something that you can talk about comfortably, the changes that brings and how you can actually connect be with one another on all levels is really powerful.
Well, listen, we might have to get you in again sometime soon to talk about that aspect of things in more detail. Really enjoyed that. MJ Fox, sex educator, thank you so much for being with us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.